Welcome to the Perfect Life Awakening Show, hosted by Royce Morales. Royce has been a transformational facilitator, teaching groundbreaking, spiritually based courses for more than four decades. She is the author of three books about her teachings. Join Royce as she takes you on a journey into how to live your best life and find your true purpose through discovering the origins of subconscious, disempowering notions, and releasing them. She talks with experts and inspiring people just like you who learned to trust their intuitive inner wisdom, which led to life-changing shifts. Today, her guests live an empowered existence and are helping change the world to a higher consciousness place based on truth and love. You deserve to awaken to, align with, and embody your true self and live a life filled with love. Transform yourself from triggered to empowered and create your perfect life. Here is your host, Royce Morales.
Hello, thank you so much for joining me. I'm Royce Morales, and I am the founder, as you heard, of Perfect Life Awakening. And my classes are spiritually based, and I also do private inner inquiry. That's always a tongue twister, inner inquiry work to help you transform from triggered to empowered. Now, in my classes, I talk about the fact that there's a lot of ways to feel empowered, but probably the most important and most profound ways to feel empowered are when you come from a place of intuition, when your heart and your soul and your spirit are saying, go this way. And it's really hard to ignore it, but most of us do ignore it. So I find that if you do ignore those little pulls and tugs and all of that, everything comes to a stop in your life. It's like trying to muddle through quicksand and it just doesn't work. And today I'm going to be talking to somebody who got out of that quicksand and really listened to her intuition. Mary Beth Robinson was a doctor of chiropractic and decided one day, and she'll tell us why that is, she wanted to work with people on a more intimate level. She wanted to really feel as though she was listening to her superpower. And so she did. And she was born with this gift. It wasn't something that she had to struggle for. It was just there naturally. She helps people to pinpoint their superpower. And I'm going to let her explain what she means by superpower, et cetera. And she feels as though she was always called to do this. But of course, you know, some of us do just ignore those things. I'm an expert ignoring those things too. And when she finally did listen, for the past 17 years, she has been doing superpower readings for people and helping them get in touch with what they're here to do and why they chose to be born, et cetera. And I'm going to ask her a bunch of questions. I'm just dying to ask her all these questions. First of all, I warned Mary Beth that I was going to do this. I want to talk about how I discovered my superpower, because I think it's kind of an interesting story. It's not something that happened easily, shall we say. I always felt that I was going to be an artist. Being an artist was easy for me. Didn't have to struggle with it. I was talented. All my teachers said, oh my God, Royce, you're going to be a fabulous artist when you grow up. And I thought, okay, whatever. And I went to college and that was my major. And if you had asked me at some point, gosh, Royce, you know, maybe you should be a teacher. In fact, I was out on a date one time and the guy I was with says, so what are you going to be when you grow up? And this is when I was fully enmeshed in being an artist. And I said, you know, I don't know. I know it's hard to make money as an artist. But I'll tell you one thing, I'll never be a teacher. And he looked at me and laughed and I laughed and I was horribly shy. You couldn't get me in front of a class to do a presentation if you, you know, dragged me there, which sometimes you had to do. Anyway, there I was being an artist and planning to live a life of a starving artist. And I was also very involved in discovering my spiritual side. I was taking classes and workshops and I was reading everything I could about, you know, philosophy and spirituality. And one day I was in a class where I was learning how to be a channeler. And the teacher asked me to lead the class. And I thought, oh my God, I can't do that. And so I came to the class that night. And at the end of the class, I didn't do anything really. Everybody was just sharing and talking. And at the end of the class, one of the students came up to me and she said, "You seem like you know a lot of stuff. Would you consider teaching me?" And in my head, I was saying, "Are you crazy? I can't teach you anything. I don't know anything. Are you kidding? I'm just a seeker just like you." But out of my mouth, and this is the first time I had ever experienced this, but out of my mouth came, "Sure, I'd love to. Bring your friends." And she did. 3 weeks later, I had 10 people in my living room, and I'm like, what? And so out of my mouth, again, came all of this profound information. I had no idea where it was coming from. And they all came back the next week and they told their friends, and it just snowballed from that point on. Yeah. And I discovered that teaching was my superpower. Little did I know until it came out like that. So with that in mind, welcome, Mary Beth Robinson. Tell us your story about how you discovered your superpower, what it means. And we're going to talk about how you guys, people that are listening, can discover there. So welcome. Thank you for being here.
Oh, Royce, it's a pleasure. Thank you for having me. And I love your story about the teaching, because very similarly to me, I had, from the time I was in, high school, I think people thought that I was going to be a teacher. And of course, I was thinking, like grade school. And I'm like, no, there's no way. I don't have patience for that. And I, And then people would meet me as an adult and they would say, "Oh, so are you a teacher?" I'm like, "No, I'm not a teacher." And sure enough, now I'm a teacher of what I know. But it is funny because, what you point to is something that was always there. It was always there. It's just a matter of as we age, as we look into things that we're fascinated by, like yours was philosophy and spirituality. Mine was much the same. And I was always like reading things and wanting to know the inner meanings of life and everything. And that was just a normal thing. I know my dad died when I was like 23, 24. And so he had this modular storage space. And my two sisters and I, like years and years later, needed to clean it out. And we each had our boxes of books there. And one of my sisters was cooking and the other one was royal weddings and fashion. And then mine was all like, and these are from junior high and high school, all spiritual books, comparative Native American Indian religion and whatever, and anything I could get my hands on. So my point is that who we are is who we are. And we've always been expressing it in a certain way. And we kind of discount it. We think, oh yeah, but what really makes us special is the stuff we've worked extra hard on. And as you said in your intro, Royce, when we use our intuition, and I'm going to say a bad word here, so just be prepared. It's our it's shortcut. We have these shortcuts that are natural, and we're just designed that way. It's who we are. It's what our essence is. And so my grandmother took me to this wonderful movie when I was, I think, 10 or 11. And it was Chariots of Fire. And she just knew I needed to see it. And for anyone who has not seen it yet, there is this incredible scene. And it's these Olympic runners in, I think, the 1920s running across this beach. And they looked so happy. And even at that young age, what was already in me was so moved by the joy they had in life, Like, I could never imagine being joyful running. Like, that's not, that's not my exercise.
Torture, yes.
Right, exactly. Like, it would just be horrible. But I thought, even at that young age, I thought, whatever that is in life that gives me joy, I am going to find it and I'm going to do it. And that was really, it gave voice to something that was already in me. And it's not, you know, it's not new. It wasn't that that gave me an idea. It was like, wow, you are speaking my language. And one of the characters who's actually, it was based on a true story. And one of the characters was this amazing man from Scotland. And he said, he was very, very religious, very spiritual as well. And he said, I believe that God made me for, he was a missionary in China, was maybe for China. But he also made me fast. And when I run, I feel his pleasure. Oh, and wow. For me, like, I still get goosebumps. In fact, usually, I know, right? Like, yes. Usually I start crying when I say that. So I'm having a lot of restraint. So I don't have the ugly cry quite yet. But it just, it's like that. For me, I just feel like when I'm talking with people, and I see their essence. So my superpower, let me back up a little. My superpower, which I have found over many, many years, is my superpower is tuning in with people and knowing what their superpower is and explaining it to them. It's not just knowing what the superpower is. That's not enough for me. It's nice to know about someone, but I want them to know what it is. And I want them to experience it for themselves. So, and when I'm doing that and goosebumps will just flow and I'm like, oh my gosh, this wisdom is coming through me and it's going out to them. And it is so beautiful and so moving that I, you know, it's not uncommon for me to tear up in the middle of a session with someone, because it is so moving, you know, to really see someone's beautiful, incredible, magnificent essence is that when I just feel like God is happy, you know, like I get it. Like that is what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm dialed in. And so that's kind of how I did it. And and similarly to you also, Royce, I was doing just a session, a kind of a reading for a friend, an intuitive reading. And it just came out of me. I'm like, wow, you've got these divine beings like talking to you. And can I just speak for them and tell, you know, can I be the interpreter and tell you the messages? And she said, of course. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how it all started. I'm like, I get it. Okay. I'm not supposed to talk about what I know. I'm supposed to talk about what I'm getting intuitively. Mm-hmm. And then things were, that was it. Then it, everything started.
So you're using the word superpower and it's pretty clear to me what you're talking about, but maybe the people listening don't quite know how would you define superpower if that's okay. Possible?
Yes, it is. Actually, it is. I think it's pretty easy. Basically, it's our essence. It's who we are on the inside, you know, beyond what we look like, where we grew up, what color our skin is, what race we are, whatever. It's our essence. We were born with it. We understand it more and more. We're always wanting to use it. Mm-hmm. And it is something that we would want to do every day for the rest of our lives. So I am, and I think one of the fallacies, one of the problems we get into is that people think of their superpower is just what they're good at. Well, I'm great at organizing. I'm a fantastic organizer. But do I want to do that every day for the rest of my life? No. Marie Kondo, that's what she wants to do the rest of her life and explain those principles. I do not want to do that. That is not my thing. So when people say, oh, my superpower is making schedules. Well, that may be that person's superpower, but most likely some of the things that we think of that we're good at are tools, not superpowers. they're great tools. And that, like, for me, I'm a good writer. I'm a good speaker. I can speak to people in all walks of life and speak to their, to what they could hear. That those are tools. That's not my, excuse me. Those are not my superpowers. A superpower is your essence that gives you joy and that brings that incredible creativity. And Royce, you know, I know because of your work, it just comes through you, you know, yeah. Like, and you know when it is, and it's like, I of myself could never have like just thought of those things. I open my mouth and say things that I'm like, wow, that was like amazing. Where did that come from? You know what I mean?
When oh, yeah. We get out of the
way, right. Yeah. We get out of the way and things happen. We use our intuition. We use our creativity. And that is what a superpower is. It is that essence of us. So we don't have 75 superpowers. We have basically one superpower that we keep under, you know, kind of keep unearthing our whole lives. And the other things are just tools. They're great, but they're not like, I would never want to organize things for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Super good at it.
Could a superpower, I know for me, like I said, it was the scariest thing I could ever imagine doing is teaching. Does it always or frequently come with equal amounts of terror? Or is it just me?
I think it does. I think it's part of our rite of passage. I really do. You know, I love chiropractic and I believe in it and it's been incredible for me. However, it wasn't my essence. You know, people would come to me for back pain and neck pain and all that is great. But I went to chiropractic school so that I could legitimize what I thought was not legitimate.
Oh, wow.
And so I thought, well, if I'm a doctor, then, you know, I mean, this is how I was thinking in my early 20s, right? Like, not how I would think now at the age of 52. I was born in 1970, so you don't have to do the math. I'm 52 years old. So, but when I, hold on, I lost my train of thought. Oh, it's difficult. So I went into chiropractic to, because I thought this is too easy. This is too easy. Like, something's wrong. I need to work harder. And I think we all have to get past that phase. And it is a lifelong pursuit of saying, you know what? It doesn't have to be that hard. It doesn't have to be that hard. And then the bad word comes back in, shortcut. And I feel like having that shortcut is exactly what I am supposed to be using. I'm given these gifts. That's what I'm supposed to be using. And often we are afraid of it. And that's a very, very good point. We're afraid of it. We're afraid of, we're going to be revealed as like, oh my gosh, what if people think I'm a fraud? Or what if people think I'm putting on airs or whatever? There are always things to get over that we don't even realize. You know, it could be someone who's an amazing violinist, but they really want to play their own songs. Because in violin, how often do you do that? Not often, you know, at least if you're going to be on the concert stage, you know, in a general, you know, like with the full orchestra behind you, you're going to be playing classical music. But what if you're a violinist and you're like, but that's not what my life is supposed to be about. Mm-hmm. You've kind of got to fight the norm.
Yeah.
And it can be scary.
Yes. I just wanted to add something here. I know that in my life, when I started teaching and because it brought up so much fear and because I do inner work with people, mm-hmm. I had to apply the inner work with myself. And mm-hmm. what I got in touch with was, I've been a teacher for a lot of lifetimes. And every yes. single yeah. lifetime, I either didn't do it as I was supposed to, or didn't do it at all, or, you know, killed myself before I could do it, or chose a lifetime where I was, you know, doing something menial, so I didn't have to do this stuff. And I started seeing that pattern and I realized, this lifetime I'm in touch with all of that so that I can really complete it. So I can really step into my superpower and do it right for once. Do you find that that's something that happens to a lot of people or
for me personally, yes, I get that because there were times when it was not safe to, you know, people were like, oh my gosh, you know, intuition. Although there are so many, you know, in sacred texts, there are so many stories of people using their intuition and speaking with the divine and, you know, it was normal, but sometimes I get into that with my clients, but to me, it makes so much sense that lifetime after lifetime, if you believe in reincarnation, lifetime after lifetime, we are the same essence. You have been a teacher forever. That is your energy signature. That is who you are. And for me, it's, I believe in people. I believe in people and I want them to see what I see in them. You know, like I just want to, you know, have this incredible wave of love coming out of me where I just speak the truth about people. But speaking the truth, I was reading something about Galileo last night. Oh boy, you know, that's costly, you know, in the past. And we are at a time, there are no accidents. I mean, the time has come for people to access who they really are and their true joy. Yes. And, you know, like it doesn't have to be about survival. Certainly there are people on this planet who are just needing to survive at the moment. But my thought is the more we use our superpowers, because I will tell you, I have never, ever, ever done a reading where somebody doesn't want one of their biggest pushes is to not only help themselves, but help other people. Right. And so when we use our superpower, and I use the bad word of shortcut, oh my gosh, we need to use those shortcuts so that we make a difference in the world. A very famous person that I've tuned in with, their superpower is I dig for the truth and I share it with the world. And this person has changed society worldwide. And what a simple sounding superpower. I dig for the truth and I share it with the world. That's it. You know, but the way what was that?
Where's the cake?
Yeah, right. No big deal. Right. But that makes the world such a better place. You know, if you look at how we deal with things now, I mean, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, we did not talk about things. It is not like now. And people are much more open about mental health issues, abuse, substance abuse problems, and, you know, social anxiety, whatever. People can talk about it now. And that is from people who went out there and said, we're going to talk about these things. We're going to pull them out from underneath that rug and we're going to look at them and we're going to deal with them. Yeah. And think about how much better our lives have been because of that. So I believe that the more we use our shortcuts, the more we use who we really are, that's when the real genius and inspiration and power of human beings just explodes. And it is amazing.
Yeah. I have so many more questions for you. I know we're coming up on a break, but this is so amazing to me. I guess the first question that comes to mind is, one of the things that I do when I teach and when I work privately with people is I've made it very clear to them that I don't give them direction. I don't say, this is the direction of your life, or this is what you should do, or this is what you shouldn't do, or you should leave this guy, or you should, just don't do that. Because I feel like part of what I teach people is to get in touch with their own power. When you tell people things like that, what is their reaction? I mean, sure that they might just go, oh, wow, but do they ever say, no, you're, no. No, you know, sorry.
I have only had one person say, oh, that's not me. And I know where that person was coming from. They were just scared, you know, and because a superpower is a totally affirming. It is. And whenever I do talk about someone's superpower with them, they're like, you know what? I always suspect it. I always thought that, but I thought that was being too, I thought I was being arrogant or self-important, because all of our superpowers are absolutely majestic. Mm-hmm. And we love them because that is what we are programmed, what we're designed to love. And so it's sometimes hard for people to let it in, but they do know. I mean, I never would, like, if I were doing a session with you, Royce, I wouldn't say, you know, I feel like you should work with monkeys. You know, if I said that, you'd be like, that's interesting, you know, but people know the truth when they hear it. And they're like, you know what? I've thought that for years, but I would never have said it out loud to anyone. So it's just kind of like an awakening, like an acknowledgement of what's there already. And it's also general in the sense of, like, you and I would talk about your teaching and how, you know, much you love to discover things and, you know, all of that stuff. And it would just be like, oh, thank you for seeing me. Thank you for seeing, like, the real me, because when someone else sees us, we can see ourselves more clearly as well.
Yeah. And what happens if somebody says, you know, they hear it, they believe it, but then they don't take action with it?
Yeah. You know, I love to work with people long-term, you know, at least 4 or 5 sessions, but it's perfect to do readings over time because every time there's more to discover. No matter if you only have one session or if you take my course and you're like, oh, okay. When we have a sense of who we are, there's no going back. Mm. It changes, you know, we may not take full advantage of it, but it changes how we see ourselves. And it's kind of like the cat's out of the bag. You know, you can't go back. Once you know it, it works on you.
Yeah.
So, you know, and even I've had people that I've done just one session with, and years later I'll see them and they said, you know, I never forgot that. And that out of that, I quit my job. I moved across the country. I'm doing, you know, like, and I'm thinking, I'm so glad. Like, it, you know, what I've also had to do, and I know that you have probably experienced the exact same thing, is trust the work. Trust the work will be done. Whether I, you know, whether somebody just sees this podcast and they're like, you know what? I've always wanted to, you know, paint murals. You know, it's crazy. I am a teacher, but my life, my, you know, I've always wanted to do that. And I'm going to go do that. You know, whatever that is. I just have to trust that the right thing will be said at the exact right time, the seed will be planted, and that it will grow.
Yeah. I was just going to say that. I always use that seed analogy because sometimes it's frustrating when I have a student that seems like they're not getting it, and a year goes by and they're still right back where they started from.
Right.
But then I do trust, I guess it was a parable that Jesus actually said that he was here to plant seeds.
Right. You know?
Trust that they will grow, and you know,
and they have, yeah, they have grown, right?
Yeah. In fact, some of the most skeptical, questioning students I ever had, you know, I follow him on Facebook now, and he just keeps posting pretty much quotes from what he refused to learn from me, but now he's sharing it with other people. It's really funny. So we need to take a break, but when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about discovering your superpower. I'm talking to Mary Beth Robinson, and we will be right back.
OM Times TV. Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself, invest in your brand, and then manifest your success with a robust, spheric approach. OWN Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, OWN Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an OWN Times Magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on OWN Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive OWN Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. OWN Times. Open yourself to the possibilities. Transform your life from triggered to empowered with the Perfect Life Awakening program. Royce Morales' extraordinary, enlightening, spiritually-based teachings that get to the core of subconscious underlying motivations driving your life. With more than four decades as a transformational facilitator and author, Royce Morales offers ways to awaken your deserving, authentic existence, free from paralyzing issues, repetitive patterns, and programmed fears, while simultaneously awakening your spiritually aware, higher consciousness, purposeful self. Perfect Life Awakening offers remote group classes and one-on-one sessions to explore even deeper levels. Check out Royce Morales' books, Want, True Love, Past Lives, and Other Complications, Know, A Spiritual Wake-Up Call, and Back, Rebirth After Stroke. Learn more about Perfect Life Awakening and Royce Morales. Visit RoyceMorales.com.
There are 16 million children struggling with hunger in America. That's one in five daughters, sons, neighbors, and classmates who don't know where their next meal is coming from. Yet billions of pounds of good food go to waste every year. It's time we do something about it. Feeding America is a nationwide network of food banks that helps provide meals to millions of kids and families in need. Visit feedingamerica.org to help them feed even more. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're feeding America.
Welcome back. I'm talking with Mary Beth Robinson about superpowers. I just have to say that was the first time that I saw the commercial that radio made for me. And I'm just, wow, I'm impressed. Thank you. That was beautiful. Wow. So anyway, we're talking about superpowers. And I just want to remind everybody that superpowers can be subtle. They can be the scariest thing you've ever imagined yourself doing. It could be the thing you never imagined yourself doing. So I want to talk to Mary Beth about how you work with people. So let's say somebody, you give somebody this amazing reading and they find out their superpower and they're like, ah, I don't want to do that. What would you then do? You know, because I know that, again, for me, it was the hardest thing. And if somebody had told me that, when I wasn't ready, I would have been out the door. I might remember it and it might have planted a seed, but the other part of me, the logical part of me would be saying, this woman's crazy. You know, my mother told me I needed to do this and I'm going to listen to that. And there's no money in this and you know, whatever it is that goes on. Mm-hmm. What do you do with people to help them pass that?
You know, over the years, I structure my work, and I'm going to have to figure out how to do this for people that I don't do readings for, because not everybody needs a reading. You don't have to have a reading from me to know what your superpower is. There is no limit. So, but what I do in my readings is I always do a write-up, and that kind of gets the ball rolling before we talk, because I've learned that, you know, and people can go back to that all the time. And they can reread it and say, oh, now I'm ready to hear it. So I kind of till the soil a little, you know, so that they're kind of like, oh, okay, first of all, and I always do all my readings blind. I don't know people. I don't know them at all. I don't do any research. You know, definitely I take the shortcut here. I'm just like, let me just get what I get, because I don't want to get my brain. I don't want to have my brain be in the way of my intuition. So I do that. And then when we talk, I basically just go deeper into what I see. And I always have the intention to only say what people can get at the time. Because if we get too big, people will just shut down.
Exactly.
They will absolutely shut down. And I know it sounds funny, because it's like, who wouldn't want to hear this amazing thing about myself? But I will tell you, right? It can be confronting, but it we are very used to hearing what is bad. We are not so used to hearing what's amazing about ourselves. We're programmed to be like, oh, you're right. I should have done this. And I'm so sorry. And, you know, that kind of thing. We're very comfortable with that. I think it's really interesting working, as a side note, it's very interesting working with men. Because as women, I feel like often women are very acknowledging of each other in our relationships and very, you know, very encouraging. And this is, you know, not all men. And I think all men, you know, men are certainly getting to where they are feeling much more comfortable having relationships with men and women that are very acknowledging. But I find that especially older men are used to being acknowledged for what they do and not who they are. And it can be kind of odd for them to take in this incredible acknowledgement of who they are. And I think they're, one, uncomfortable with it, but two, they are incredibly hungry for that acknowledgement. And it's very gratifying. And for men, I'm just like, let's let this be. Let's talk in 2 weeks. You know, like, let's let this sink in. Because, you know, I don't think that they, from my experience, from the men that I've worked with, they don't really talk about that with their friends. And women tend to, in my experience, this is a generalization, but they tend to really uplift each other. And but your question is, how do you really get in there and make that difference when people might be scared? Here's the other thing that I do. Now, it doesn't matter if I give someone permission to do something, but I find myself giving permission, like saying, it is okay to be this person. I have a woman that I've worked with for years, and she is all about freedom, all about freedom. And I have said to her so many times, you are free to be free. Give yourself freedom, give yourself freedom. And other people, give yourself a chance to express, you know, your joy or whatever. And it seems like it's silly. Like, why would I need freedom? Like, you know, if we were working together years ago, Royce, I might have said to you, give yourself the freedom to share your insights. Just share your insights. You have, you know, I give you permission to share your insights. You know, something gentle, but something that you would be like, I didn't think they were worth it. I didn't really, I didn't recognize how powerful they are. And so I give a lot of permission.
And I probably still would have said to you, I'll go paint a picture. Thank you.
Well, you know, what's funny is that in my sessions, I find that sometimes I will keep repeating the same thing. And then I will explain to people, listen, you're not getting this, or else I wouldn't be repeating it. Why do I keep repeating it? Because I know it has somewhere within me knows it's not getting through. So then I play with it. And, you know, it's, I'll tell you, I wish there was just a way to do it, but this is, as you know, this is a lifelong experience. It's a lifelong learning process. And I think the more we can give people these conversations, like what you have on your show, it opens up things for people. You could be talking about one subject and somebody gets this idea just because of the truth you're speaking. And they're like, oh, I get it. Oh, I see. I could do that. And we don't even have to be talking about the same things. But when we talk about those deep truths, it sets off ideas and divine inspiration in others. And so I just tell people, you know, listen to this session. I always record my sessions. Listen to the session again in 2 weeks and 2 months and 2 years, and you'll find more and more. But immerse yourself in the things that seem like, you know, that are inspiring and truthful for you. It could be music. It could be sculpture. It could be dance. There's truth in that. And that, I think, surrounding ourselves with what speaks to us does so much. So that's, you know, I found myself so often saying, would you just go to a museum, like a certain person? Or another person, I'd say, you need to be around water. You love water. Water speaks to you, you know, like that's your medium. Go sit by a lake or a stream or whatever, or get a water feature in your house, even if it's that big, you know, something that resonates with them. You know, that's what I try to add.
Yeah. So in other words, you kind of give little clues, that sort of thing. Like you said, you wouldn't have told me to go teach, but you would have told me to trust my insights. So it's just kind of, it allows them the freedom to discover it themselves in a way.
Right. Right. I don't know that I have ever said something specific, like go do this. Because our essence can be expressed so many different ways. Right. And so it really, and they may not be to that point where they, when, if you would have told me that right out of chiropractic school, I would have been like, I just spent all that time and effort and learning and cramming this stuff in my brain, and you want me to just go out and do intuitive readings? I was not ready to hear that at all. And, but what was good for me is discovering neuroemotional technique, which Scott, Adams, I can't remember his last name. I believe it's Adams or Scott, somebody, I'm so embarrassed that I can't remember his last name, but he created, and it was all about how we process emotions. Mm. So even though I wasn't doing intuitive readings, I was working very intuitively with my patients using neuroemotional technique and emotional release technique and all sorts of stuff that brought me to much more comfort, a bigger comfort level with my essence. So we don't have to know the big picture. I think sometimes it's too big for us. Mm. You know, at the start of her career, if somebody were to say to Oprah, you're going to have this, you know, international network of stuff, she would be like, whoa,
oh,
I just want to get through my first talk show. You know, right. Like, yeah. I want to get through my first broadcast because yeah. I'm so freaked out about it. But yes, I think, you know, just taking that next step opens other things up. You know, one of the things that I did when I started to get on social media with what I do, it was very interesting. I had a puppet frog, and I don't usually he's right here. I think he's in the other room, but I started Happy Zen Frog, which is just my little puppet because I can make puppets seem like they're alive. It's just something easy. And it made me so comfortable being on social media and being out there and saying things. Little did I know that that was going to be something important for me. Hmm. But I just used my intuition, and I'm like, I need to create Happy Zen Frog on TikTok.
That's cool.
And it's something that was a surprise to me. It wasn't like, but what it was saying to me is, Mary Beth, lighten up, have fun. You know, have a great time and be silly, because that's who, I mean, I am a very serious, deep person, but I am also a silly, irreverent, just wacky person who needed to get out. So, yeah. You know, I love to leave it open-ended because we are so multifaceted. There's no like, this is who you are. It's like, this is who you are as a tree trunk. And let's see what all those leaves and branches look like as you develop. Yeah. And what kind of seeds you have or fruit or acorns or whatever.
That's so great. I'm going to have to start using a puppet when I teach. I love that.
You know, I cannot tell you. And I have this puppet on my bed, and every morning I would make my bed, and I would hear, happy Zen frog, happy Zen frog. And I'm all fine.
That's great.
Fine. But I was getting too serious. And so, you know, all of those things we learn to listen to as we go along. And they're different, and they don't seem relevant. And then they're completely relevant because they help bring our truth out. And anything that we do that brings our personal truth out is worth it.
Yeah, that's great. That's so funny. Yeah, sometimes I'll be in the middle of this really serious, heavy duty lecture. And then I'll go, you know, I was watching South Park the other night and... my favorite show. And people just think, oh my God, my spiritual teacher watches South Park. Oh my God. Very irreverent. Yes.
That is so funny. But you know, that is something that I love is we are so multifaceted as people and we should look at what we love. You know, like my client who every time we talked, I'm like, have you gone by a river lately? You know, like it was so important for me. And finally he's like, okay, I've started doing that every day. You know, and I have such a sense of peace and whatever it is that we love that what, you know, if it's just funny, wacky humor, that is important. It helps us get deeper into who we are and what we have to give. Yeah. We are not little people. We are this huge, amazing explosion of, you know, genius and inspiration. That it's a wacky trail to go on, you know, it's not this linear trail. Sometimes it's just all over, but you know, but we get it and we get it in different, and we get it in different ways by different people speaking. I had on a podcast, I had somebody say, well, can't you just kind of dumb this down and have it be like, there are like 12 basic superpowers in them all. No.
No,
no, that is not the answer because, you know, and there are some really amazing things out there that have given all of us insight, but I'm like, this is about your life journey.
Yeah. And the form that it's supposed to take for you.
Exactly. And how it's going to evolve over time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's funny that you said that about narrowing it down, because one of the things that I talk about in my classes is on a very deep spiritual level, we do all have the same purpose, which is to give and receive love. You know, that's it.
Absolutely. And
people look at me like, well, but, right. But, you know, how is that supposed to look? What am I supposed to do? You know, and it could be that you're just supposed to give love to keep your house clean or to be a garbage collector and be the best, most loving garbage collector. It doesn't matter the form.
Yeah.
And it really doesn't. As long as your intention is to give and receive pure, unconditional love in everything you do. And receive is just as important as giving.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. Right. I mean, when it comes down to it, the more sessions I have done with people, the more I realize people just want to contribute and accept contribution. You know, same, you know, they want to make a difference. And it feels so good to know that they've made a difference. And it feels so good to them to let it in that they've made a difference. You know, like it is a basic, it is a human basic that we just want to contribute and love people and receive love. And it's a basic. And we have our own expressions of it. Yeah. Somebody may be, you know, somebody may be an incredible dancer, but you know, I'm not a dancer. But when I see a dancer, I am so inspired by it. It is just like, wow. But I'm inspired personally to do my thing. And we all have these, it's like a field of wildflowers. They're not all the same. They have their own beauty.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. So when you say that you work with people, what does that actually look like? Tell us about that.
Yes. You know, I have a website, superpowerinc.com. I can't remember it at the moment, but I believe it's .org. You probably have it in front of you, Royce, because you're so organized.
Let's see if I have that.
If you don't, well, that's fine.
I have your email, which is @gmail.com, mysuperpowerinc@gmail.com.
Right,
but I don't
right.
have your website in front of me. Sorry.
No, I'm so embarrassed. You know, I'm like, okay, but you can find me at Superpower Inc. and just put Mary Beth and then you'll find me. But when people, you can email me, you can sign up for a session, but, and what I will do is on the first second or on the first session, I will send you a written write-up and then we'll talk about it on your first, on the phone, and we'll just talk over the phone and I'll record it for you. So that's how people can work with me. I am offering a course for free for Royce Morales listeners. And so just get on my contact information, get on, sign up for my email list. And then I can send you that course. And it is all about how you find your stuff out, you know, by yourself. And you don't have to work with me. If you would like to, that's great too, but there's no limit. There's no reason that you have to. So that's how I work with people. I just do a blind reading and I go in, I don't know anything about you. And we talk about your essence.
And so when you say people can find their own, is there one hint you could give people about how they can find their own superpower?
You know, I would say make a list of the things that you would love to do or to be and whittle it down into one. What's the one thing you wouldn't give up? And that'll give you a hint. I mean, when I was looking at, I could speak, I could write, I could coach, which of the things would I give up? And I would say I'd give them all up if I still got to receive information and give it to people. Like that's however it looks, I don't care, but that's the one thing I wouldn't give up.
Wow. So what else? I just want to say, I think what you just said is so profound because how many people would look through their life and really say, this is the one thing I would never give up. I think that's just beautiful. And I think that's such a good, clear hint. Is there anything else that you can just kind of advise people about their superpower? We've got like two more minutes and I want to
get everything. I want to respect that. you know, I would say if you are not connected with your superpower, go do something that you love to do. You know, do it. The more you do those things, they actually drive you into understanding your superpower. You can't go wrong. Be led by where your joy comes from, whether it's listening to music, whether it's just having alone time, whether it's reading a book, it all leads to our superpower. It all gets there. Trust the process.
Right.
I hope that's my big message.
Trust
Be inspired.
Process.
Find yes. inspiration.
Yes. Yeah. So tell us once again how to get in touch with you and the offer that you are putting out there to listeners today.
Absolutely. If you will email me at mysuperpowerinc@gmail.com, and that's Inc, I-N-C, like incorporated, and tell me you were on the show. And I can actually give you a choice of whether to do a short reading for you or give you the course. And Royce and I have talked about it. I've been on another show of hers, and she actually had a good client friend of hers, who she's known for a long time, who did it and was really happy with the results. So I'd be happy to do either one of them. Those are, I keep time in my day every day to pay it forward. So, and that's part of what I do. So mysuperpowerinc@gmail.com, just email me and I'll get right back to you.
Great. Thank you so much. This was so much fun learning all about superpowers that we all have. You guys, everyone has a superpower. It doesn't mean you're putting on a cape and flying around.
Right.
Although that might be fun too, but trust the fact that even if it's subtle, even if it's something you've never in a million years thought of doing, or the thing that most terrifies you most in life, it could be your superpower. So reach out to Mary Beth Robinson at mysuperpowerinc@gmail.com. Also reach out to me if you want to dig a little bit deeper about the fears and false beliefs that could be getting in the way of discovering your superpower, because that's the kind of work that I do. And I hope you enjoyed this as much as I did. Thank you so much again, Mary Beth Robinson.
Thank you for having me, Royce. It's a pleasure.
My pleasure. Thank you.